Welcome, everybody, back to the Hard Hit Show on the Everything Unscripted podcast. And tonight, my co-host is Quinniff, and I'm Eric. How are you, Quinniff?
I'm good. Good.
What a crazy weekend, and crazy weekend of football, and then, the news broke yesterday on Monday. Doug Peterson, Philadelphia Eagles, got fired. We'll get into that one and all the other coaching carousel news. But first, the plugs, listen to Boss Man and Smart every Wednesday night about 10 o'clock Eastern time on Mr.com. That's their cheap dudes. And then they can be found on all major podcast platforms and every Friday night at same time at 10 o'clock Eastern time on Mr.com. That's their sheet dudes. They're good dudes. And then they do a Hollywood hangout every other Saturday, I believe. And then listen to us, of course, every Tuesday or Wednesday night for the Hard Hit Show. Me, Cliff, and Doug, if he's available. Doug. And then every Friday night for the Unscripted Show, Unscripted Wrestling Show with me, Cliff, me, Daniel, Doug, and Stevie. This Friday night, we'll be doing a special in the Southern Wrestling Territory. We'll have some special guests on. I believe one of them that's confirmed is Rod Price. We've been on the show before. This will be his third time. And thank you, Rod Price, for coming on. And then every Sunday night, at 5 p.m. Eastern time for the Control Chaos with Daniel. And I don't know if he's doing the show this Sunday. I think he might be taking a hiatus until after the Super Bowl. I'm not sure. And then listen to us on the Patreon. Subscribe for $3 for the wrestling shows and then $5 for wrestling shows and every other shows. $5 per month on patreon.com. That's everything unscripted. And that's it. So kind of, we'll get right into it with the Doug Peterson firing. What were your initial thoughts when the news broke on Monday night? Well, not Monday night, Monday afternoon.
Wow. It was more shocking in my eyes. I mean, you had a guy who just took the team to the playoffs, gave the city hope, lots of promise.
It's a weird situation. I wasn't necessarily happy about it because Howie's not fired. Because if you're gonna fire one, you have to fire both. Just in the same position as you were if you kept him. You still have Howie running things, and now he's gonna hire an outside coach. And I do not trust that. I do not trust his. Whoever he hires, because I think 3 years from now we'll probably just fire them. Howie will still have a job again. We'll be in the same position 3 years from now if he doesn't get the right coach. There's some names out there. There's obviously Deuce Staley within the organization. He's been with the organization for over a decade, or is it like a decade?
Oh, you have.
Was he here with?
Eric the Enemy. There's who talks about him. People.
I think he's going to the Chargers state right now. That's my prediction. You got Lincoln Riley from Oklahoma. I think from what I was told, my brother told me that he already declined it. He's not interested. Yeah, he's not interested. Why would he leave Oklahoma right now? I mean, I know it's NFL. But he has it good in Oklahoma right now. Maybe he just wants to be a college coach right now. He's still young. He's only 37 years old. You got the offensive coordinator from Buffalo. What's his name? Brian Darbo? Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
And then you got Sala from 49ers. You want to go defense, which I am fine with because why not? Why not change it up? But I think we need more offense. We need an offensive-minded coach more for Carson or whoever quarterback's going to be. As you said, you have Eric Bieniemy. I think he's going to the Chargers. I think Peterson's going to end up with Jets. I think the Jets are going to be either the first or second team hiring the next coach. Because I think the Jags are going to hire Urban Meyer. I think the Jags are going to hire Doug Peterson.
Urban Meyer is still out there. He hasn't made up his mind. I think he's still staying in college.
Yeah, right now he doesn't have a college job. He left Ohio State 2-3 years ago. He's been on the Fox set for a couple of years. I guess he went to end up. If he's gonna get an NFL job, I think it's gonna be Jacksonville. You think Peterson's going to land with the Jets?
That's what he wants.
That's what I think. I think it's because of Joe Douglas. And then they'll draft Justin Fields, which I guess is okay. Or it'll trade for a quarter. Or they'll Sam Darnold. Either way, I'm more indifferent about this firing because we have Howie. You think they made the right move? I don't know if they made the right move long term. Because we still have Howie.
See, I don't think they made the right move. It was a move that someone had to go.
Yeah.
So
I think it's more between. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, I think with the nonsense of Doug Peterson not wanting more different ideas in the organization.
Yeah. I think it came down to between Howie and Doug more than Doug and Carson. I think there was a control power between Howie and Doug. Doug started writing on the wall, and he said, you can just fire me. I think Doug had enough. Do you think he had enough?
Yeah.
Clinton?
Oh. Yeah, I don't think he had enough. It was just a difference of two different minds. He had Doug Peterson and his ideas versus, Halle, and then a lot of minds out there. And what not to give. I mean, people was out there. You give people was calling for his job over the whole, people were just calling for his job. They wasn't patient.
Yeah.
And you don't know what to do.
I mean, we can both agree that this organization is a hot mess right now. We don't know what the future holds with the quarterback. We don't know who we're going to hire as offense coordinator, defense coordinator, head coach. For all we know, they do what the Giants did and hire a special teams coach. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they just go to find some team and like some special teams coach and hire him. But we'll see. I mean, it's not nothing more to say about it other than it's a mess. You have any more thoughts on it before we move on to the playoffs?
I mean, it's nothing. It was nothing more. I mean, it was a power struggling inside that you had. You had a team struggling, and nobody was there to even help. I mean, you look at what the Eagles have done this season, and it's like, why? I mean, you saw the cracks are just falling apart.
Exactly.
You don't know who is going to be there.
Yeah, I mean.
You also.
Oh, go ahead, sorry.
And with that, yeah. But with that, you also had I've seen a lot of along with the Seattle, they're off.
What's his name? Brian Shanahan?
Not Seattle, but. I'm
a Seattle fighter, offensive coordinator. Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah, their offensive coordinator. He was on, like, decided to walk out.
Yeah. He's the son of Marty, right?
Yeah.
Is he the son of Marty? Yeah. Yeah, we'll see what the coming weeks come, how long it takes. Do they wait for coaches to be available? This could take a couple weeks. They could hire a coach next week. Who knows with this organization? It's going to be a mess. It's going to be fun. Not fun, but it's going to be interesting to watch. Moving on to playoffs. So, what were your thoughts on this weekend's playoffs? Were you surprised at anything, or?
I mean, it was kind of hard not to see coming. I mean, playoffs, and it's the first time we had six games. Six games instead of four. only two teams on bye. Wondering, well, how are the teams going to react? And you ask yourselves, here's the question. How are just going to relax? I mean, it really wasn't good. Any good games? I mean, the good games you saw that put it out there was, I'll say, the Buffalo and the Colts, the opening game.
Yeah, that was the best game of the weekend, I think. Don't you think?
I will say that, and then I'll also enjoy watching the shocking of the Browns and Steelers. Who saw that coming?
Not me. I bet it's the Steelers. So. Yeah, that wasn't fun to watch for me. Other than putting money on the Steelers, which I don't think I'll ever do again. It was a good game. Other than that, it was fun to watch. Because of all the scoring and the potential. I mean, the Steelers could have came back if they had been with the old Big Ben, but it's just not the same. Do you think Big Ben retires?
Oh, man, it's out. I mean, don't know what's out there. The coaching decisions, about the backfire, the coaching, and then I don't know what really what, but if you're really going to look forward to it, I look at in this whole letdown in Philly, I'm going to say this, that the Eagles are going to regret letting Doug Peterson go, because if they was going to let Doug Peterson go, it was going to go, they should have let go off They should have also let what's the face to go to Howie Roseman.
Yeah. They just, I don't know what Howie has on Jeffrey. I don't know what it seems like. Jeffrey doesn't want to let go Howie for some reason. Did it with Chip. He did it with, now he's done it with Doug. He'll probably do it with the next guy. I don't know what it will take for him to just move on from Howie and get a real GM here. I understand Howie is great with cap and stuff. But he is ruining the team.
You can't really think. It was more of one had to go. It was either going to be Howie Roseman or Carson Wentz.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think Carson's going anywhere now.
Yeah.
Unless they get a trade that they can't refuse, or the new coach doesn't want him and he wants his own quarterback, and God forbid, we draft a quarterback with the sixth pick, which I do not want anybody but Lawrence. If he was overrated, yes, I said it. I think Zach Wilson is a good college quarterback.
Sorry.
And after that, it's like, okay, you're going to need to kind of develop other quarterbacks. I think Lawrence is the only ready NFL quarterback. Maybe Fields is, but I don't think he was impressive on Monday. And that's the chance again.
No.
I think.
Yeah,
what do you say?
Sorry. I'm sorry. Can you hold on 1 minute, Jacob? Can you go out and see what Mama wants?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. My nephew's who loves to wait to see me when I'm on the phone doing this to want to finally play and hang out. But yeah.
I think I was surprised at how well the quarterback for Washington played. He impressed me. Do you think he won the job with Washington this year, or did they go quarterback in the draft?
Well,
or did they trade for Washington? I think they're going to trade for Washington.
Here's how I feel about the whole Washington. We're talking about the Washington and Tampa. So here I think they put up a good fight.
Yeah,
but we all know whoever was going to win that title was going to get bounced out immediately.
Yeah. I think Washington had a shot, more of a shot, if Alex Smith played. Do you think they would have won with Alex Smith? Or was Tampa Bay just too good? Not too good, but... what else? The Saints Bears game was okay. The Saints let the Bear. I mean, Drew Brees can't throw downfield anymore. That's pretty obvious. And the Bears hung around for as long as they could. Mm-hmm.
Best game out of the so-called mega wild card out there was had to be the Colts and Bills.
Yeah.
I got more out of that.
That game was great. What else? I think the Rams and Seahawks game was boring. The Seahawks, I don't know what happened to them. I thought playoff Russ was going to show up. And, yeah, that didn't happen. I mean, Rams defense is scary. So.
Well, here's what I look. I mean, when you at, and I wanted to get, Also in this situation is what you have Supercard Wild Card weekend, six games right. On compared to just the normal four and only one team earning a bye. And when you look at who the teams that won the matchups, the only teams that won the matchups were the two seeds. Pittsburgh lost. Washington loss.
Yeah. Three home teams lost.
Yeah, so you don't know.
What else? Where are you?
But the scheduling, I will say, the setup, what really bothered me is that you would think that this scheduling bothering me, because you would think that both, I would think, what was I trying to figure out here? Oh, yeah, New Orleans and Green Bay should be playing Saturday, the Saturday, man, has the Saturday games.
Yeah. I mean, Green Bay. You talking about last weekend?
What's going on to last weekend? Let's open up with the whole the Bills and the Colts. The Bills and the Colts.
Yeah. The Bills. Did anybody impress you in that game? Did you think the Colts stayed? Were you surprised the Colts stayed in the game as long as they did?
Bills. Hold on. Let them hang it around as long as they would. Let the Colts hang around.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought the Bills were going to score 50 points. Could have.
They could have, but it was just more like with the aging of Phillip Rivers, I don't know who's going to last long. If he's there, or is he there? I think people are saying that the Colts should try to arc what goes down with in Philadelphia after whoever they hire the coach. They should go after Carson Wentz.
He's going to take a mega deal to get it done, because I don't think Wentz is going anywhere now.
With that contract, who really wants to pay him?
I think the Eagles wait 1 year, give Carson a chance again. If he fails under a new coach, then you move on. But I also don't think Hurts is the answer either, and that's nothing against him. I don't know if he is. He could prove me wrong. You think Wentz starts the season as a quarterback, or does it depend on the coach?
It depends on who's the coach.
Yeah. I mean, next year, we should have what? We're going to have a training camp back and preseason back. They announced all that.
Yeah.
Should have all that back. So there might be a competition battle for the quarterback. For the starting quarterback position, Philadelphia. So, whatever goes down, and whoever we hire, is going to have to make a tough decision. I mean, are they capable of making the right decision for the franchise? Right now, 7:01 p.m. on January 13th, 2021, I think Wentz is going to be the quarterback. It could all change if the new coach Wentz appears to be the quarterback and we trade Wentz. So, and the only coach I thought that might have had a chance to trade Wentz was Lincoln Riley. But He turned it down. So, who else? If I think any other coach would choose Wentz, unless Wentz just starts in the preseason and you have to go with Hurt.
Here it is. Do you see what as the next hire, a Super Bowl hire? Do you see Doug Peterson going anywhere else besides
Super Bowl?
No.
Besides the Jets, maybe the Lions. What? Do you have anything else to say about the Colts game? Or?
Well, not really. I mean, the hot take that was a hot take of the Colts game right there, and then you jumped out, and the disappointing game I thought had to be the Titans game. Titans and Ravens.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. I mean, that game was okay. I mean Henry disappointed me. I had him score a touchdown, but yeah, that didn't go over well. And Baltimore and Lamar Jackson finally got over the hump. But can he beat the Bills?
You would think, but you don't. Let's put it this way. The matchups, after a wild card, the matchups, what has to be our 6-1?
Packers and Rams.
Yeah, 6-1 versus, and then you have the gimme matchup, I think. I'm really looking forward to. I say it's going to be a bloodbath. And don't sleep on the Browns. I think the only upset, the only team that can pull upset this week, I say, and might pull upset, and has every right to, I think, media not really paying Browns upsetting the Chiefs.
I was going to pick Kansas City, but the more and more I think about it, the Cleveland running game and the fact that Kansas City hasn't played in, the starters haven't played in almost 2 weeks.
No.
And we all know the history of that, especially last year.
No. Right
if the, if the,
give me the remote. Give me the remote.
If the Chiefs start off slow.
No, give me the remote now.
If the Chiefs start off slow, that could be trouble for the Chiefs because the Browns, especially Kareem Hunt.
No, I'm going to put this on more.
It's out for blood against Kansas City.
No.
So... yeah.
Yeah.
That game disappointed me. I think the Pittsburgh game disappointed me because I thought that was going to be more of a shootout and a good game. No, I thought Pittsburgh was going to blow them out, but that's beside the point. The Chicago, New Orleans game didn't do anything for me. That was just, it was what it was.
Same thing with the Rams and Seattle. Rams Seattle disappointed me too.
Can I have my remote back?
No.
But the teams that were favored, all the dogs covered for your for all the betting people out there.
Now.
On a Saturday night. Four of the six dogs won. Two of them won outright, the Rams and Browns. So.
Whoa.
You have any more thoughts on the weekend before we get to our picks and preview division round?
No, we can get right into the to go into the picks.
Okay. The Rams travel to Green Bay and Lambeau Field. I think this is going to be a good start to the weekend. I think the Rams defense against Aaron Rodgers and that offense is going to be intriguing. The key for me for the Rams is keep Aaron Rodgers off the field as much as possible. Use Cam Akers. Use Cam Akers as much as possible. And then Jared Goff just has to not turn the ball over. Is it supposed to snow?
That's a problem. Well, they said it is the only game that's suspecting snow is the Buffalo game.
Okay. Which is not a fact because Baltimore plays in snow too. So, but this is a harder game. This is going to be a tough game for the Green Bay to win, but. At the end of the day, I think Aaron Rodgers pulls it out, and the Packers win 23-16.
Yeah.
Who do you have?
I want to go. I think Buffalo will win.
Oh, no, Green Bay and Rams.
Not Buffalo. Yeah, the Green Bay. I think Green The Rams will win. Green Bay will win.
What are the keys for each team? Like Green Bay.
Well, here's the big turning point of the game because it's basically just set up. It's set up there that we have Jared Goff, and I said if Jared Goff was going to put the Rams to beat Seattle. They had to rely a lot on the defense. The defense had to win that game.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's what the Rams did. They controlled the clock. They kept Russell off the field. And they let the defense do what they do. That's why they won. And they have to do the same thing against Green Bay. But this is not Seattle. This is Green Bay and Rodgers, who I think is on a mission to win the Super Bowl again. So, yeah, I don't think the Rams have enough offense to keep Green Bay. But, yeah, I think the Packers squeeze it out. I don't think they blow them out because the defense is going to keep them in the game. So I think we both take Green Bay.
Oh, well, here's a key matchup. I said the key matchup when Rams play Seattle was both Metcalf versus Ramsey. This time it's going to be Ramsey versus Adams.
Yep.
That's the key matchup right there.
Exactly.
That's
going to be fun
game.
To watch. In the Saturday night game,
two teams that can run the ball. Well, not really. I think it's going to be two hot teams, you would think, but without with Moss not playing.
It's going to be a shootout. I see a shootout written all over this.
Well, think. You have to realize one thing. Moss is not, the starting running back is not playing for the Bills. He's out.
Yeah. That's a factor. You see this as a shootout or lower
scene? Or defensive back.
Yeah, I think the key is Josh Allen can't turn the ball over, obviously. And the same thing with Lamar. Lamar's going to have to put on a show. Going to have to run the, gonna stick to the running game. Ravens going to have to stick to the running game. Same thing with Buffalo. Buffalo's going to have to not turn the ball over and keep Lamar off the field. And I think they can win, and I think they will win. I think they win 30-27.
I will think, whew, man, if you're asking me, I think it's going to be a 35-32. Buffalo wins.
So we both have them win by three.
Right.
Yep. And the key matchup for that would be Josh Norman versus Hollywood Brown.
I don't think. And this one, I think, is going to be. I want to put Marquise Brown out there. I mean, Marquise Brown was a total sleeper. He had a sleeper season this year. A sleeper. He had a good rookie season.
Yeah.
But
I know.
No, I don't think Marquise Brown is going to do much in this game.
Yeah. It's probably Mark
going to be a battle of the quarterbacks.
Definitely.
I think it's going to be the battle of the quarterbacks.
Oh, yeah. And and we both have Buffalo Bills winning that game. And a close game, so. We both have two close games. And I move Sunday. What's the first
Sunday is Kansas City and hosting the Cleveland Browns.
That's the first game?
That's our first game at 3 o'clock.
Okay, so I'll be home in time for that. I'm at the work, so good. Yeah, it should be. We talked about it earlier. Is the running game of the Browns going to be the key factor versus Kansas City pass game? And if they're going to be rusty, because if Kansas City comes out rusty, Cleveland can punch them in the mouth. Kansas City could be in trouble. They're going to be in for a dogfight.
I don't think so. I think this game has Kareem Hunt written all over it. Kareem Hunt has been doing a lot of talking.
Yeah.
Because of how he's not happy about how Kareem Hunt, like Kansas City, let him out.
I mean, talk is cheap, but we'll see. I mean, Kansas City's going to be ready, too. So we all know trash talking doesn't win you games. Juju talked a lot of trash and look what happened to Pittsburgh. So I know that's different, But I'm going to, I think if Kansas City can stop the run, they can win. But I don't see them stopping the run. And I think Kansas City is going to come out a little flat, a little too confident because they're a Super Bowl champion. And then I want to say take them lightly, but
I'm not saying take the ball. I think a lot of this has to do with Kareem Hunt returning to Kansas City and the playoffs, which is nobody gave Cleveland a shot in the first place. So I'll give you a shot in a close 7-point game.
Yeah, you're taking Kansas City?
I'm taking Kansas City.
I'm taking Cleveland.
35-28.
To shock the world. Taking Cleveland to shock the world. 31-28, Cleveland. There, I said it. Shock the world, Cleveland, again.
That's fuck.
I think we get Cleveland versus Buffalo Bills in the AFC Championship game. What a story there. That is two teams that won their first playoff games in over 25 years. And they're meeting each other in the AFC Championship game. How about that?
You just said two teams that won their game in their first playoff in 25 years. Technically, no, they have not. It's just Cleveland won their first playoff game in over 25 years.
No, Buffalo didn't win their first playoff game.
It was 25 years. Baltimore has been shut out the last 2 years because it's been kicked out the last 2 years.
Their last playoff win was 94, right?
No. Baltimore.
No, I'm talking about Cleveland.
It's
going to be Cleveland versus Buffalo, I think, in the AFC Championship game. Buffalo hosting the championship. And now, main event. Drew Brees versus Tom Brady. Part 3. Will New Orleans pound them again, or will Tampa Bay show up this time? I think Tampa Bay shows up. The key matchup for this is... What are the key matchups for this one?
Key matchup for this one is going to be Michael Thomas. Michael Thomas had to show up. Michael Thomas scored his first touchdown all season. It took him to the wild card game to score his first touchdown.
Yeah, I know, right? Even AB has more touchdowns than him. And he came in halfway through the season. I think this key man, it's pressure Tom Brady. Pressure Tom Brady, as we said last week. You do the same stuff you did against Tampa Bay.
I think it's going to be
on that national TV.
It's going
in Tampa Bay, that second game.
Here's the problem I see in this game, It's the defense. The defense have ran wild. New Orleans defense ran wild in Tampa Bay the first two matchups. And for it to continue, for them to win, they're going to have to find a way to slow down New Orleans defense. New Orleans defense dictated the matchup these first two times.
Yeah. I'll say it now. I think Tampa Bay scores first. This is scare New Orleans, but New Orleans wins. I think New Orleans wins 38-31.
Yeah. don't know. I think it's probably going to be a blowout. Another, I won't say a blowout, but at least a 14-point blowout. Double digits.
Yeah.
This is the only game I don't see as close.
If New Orleans comes out like they did against Tampa Bay the second time, Tampa Bay's in trouble. And they're going to say, here we go again. And they're going to start playing aggressive too much and get away from the run game. And that's going to cause trouble.
Yes, yes.
So we agree on three of the four picks, which is not bad. So it's the Cleveland-Kansas City game. And you said it. You said it earlier that this might be the only upset of the weekend you see.
The only upset, I think it's going to be the Cleveland, Kansas City.
Yeah. I think the best game of the weekend is going to be Buffalo and Boston.
Yeah. That's true.
And then that's going to be a dog fight too. I think they're all going to be great games, but I think we're going to have a better weekend than last week. Better games, at least. But I think there was only two games last weekend that I thought was good. But you have any more final thoughts before we head out?
No, I think we're going to end it. We can end it right there.
Yeah. Thank you, Kalina, for coming on, talking football. We'll be back next week. Maybe with Doug, if he's available.
Yeah.
But enjoy the divisional round. Should be fun. And we'll be talking about Final Four next week.
Champions.
Yeah. Championship weekend. Should be fun.
Championship weekend next weekend.
All exactly. Right. And then we'll be 2 weeks
two
out
weeks
from
away.
The Super Bowl. Yeah. Surprise. How fast we hit the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
We got this. This is going to be fast. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. Remember, no Pro Bowl this year either, so.
Yeah. I mean, they're doing something on TV, but that's just, I think, what are they doing?
I'm not sure what they're doing, but it's no Pro Bowl game.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Clayton. We'll see you guys next week. Enjoy the game.
All right.
Later.
You too, man. Later.
Yeah. Later.